Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When we saw Nick Birdy go down on the mound after throwing a pitch, I mean, it's in those moments that it's something much bigger than sports when you see a guy in that much pain.
Yeah, man, one of the most gut-wrenching things I've ever seen, and you see a lot of guys get hurt in this business. But with Nick, you know he's had Tommy John surgery before. You know he's been working to get back, and the Pirates, when they got him in the Rule 5 draft, they knew it was going to be a long-term thing, that he was going to need time to rehab and recover and reset. And you see, and we still don't know exactly what the nature of his injury is. The Pirates really didn't have much of an update last night because they're still in the evaluation mode. But, you know, he grabs near the elbow, the bicep, and there's a thousand things that can go wrong there. But then when you see him react the way he did, dropping to his knees, just thudding over to his side and then breaking down in tears, the players were shaken by it. The fans, what fans there were at the game last night, they realized the gravity. So it was tough. It was heartbreaking.
Well, we'll leave the medical discussions for the professionals with the organization. And yeah, I mean, as far as speculating on what it is that Nick's dealing with, hopefully we'll hope and pray for the best. Meanwhile, overall, the Pirates have, I think, exceeded a lot of people's expectations. We knew their pitching was good, but the best in Major League Baseball in some ways, pretty impressive.
Yeah, it's the style of game they play is kind of the opposite of what you expect to see in baseball these days, because it's so much more about almost, I don't want to say beer league softball, but it's becoming that. It's becoming a slugging, swing for the fences kind of game. And the Pirates play a game where, they execute small ball a lot of times. So, and they'll string hits together and they take chances on the bases. And the biggest thing is they have really, really good pitching. And we saw last night both ends of that were, through seven innings, they're up 4-1. Musgrove had looked really sharp. And then he starts to falter there. And it just was one of those nights for Kyle Crick where, so you look at the box score, and it would be easy to blame Kyle for what happened in that game, but such a freaky inning. I mean, the Diamondbacks loaded the bases without even really hitting a ball hard. A lot of infield hits, and, Elias Diaz didn't cover the plate and could have had an out there, and just a little looping single, just weird stuff that happened before the big hits started and the floodgates opened. And just, you see all kinds of things in this game. It looks like it's going to be a low-scoring Pirates win. And then it turns into a game where J.B. Shuck is pitching in the ninth inning. So, it never surprises me when things surprise me in this game.
You know, people who didn't see the last part of the game are going, what? Wait a minute. J.B. Shuck, isn't he an outfielder? He was pitching? What happened?
Yeah. It got to the point when it was 12-4, and and you've already lost one reliever to injury, and you might as well save the bullpen. So, J.B. has pitched in the past. So they mentioned to him in the dugout, hey, would you give us an inning? And he said, sure. So he goes out, and he threw nothing. She was chucking nothing but fastballs. One of them, he touched 91, which, not too shabby. He could probably win some prizes at the machine at Kennywood. But I asked him, too, if Elias Diaz was going to have some fun with him and drop down two fingers and call for a curveball. And JB says, I would have still thrown a fastball. There was no way I was going to throw a curveball last night. So, it's hard after a game. You're talking to guys because that's kind of a lighthearted, fun angle.
Sure.
But everybody, first and foremost in everybody's minds was Nick. And but it is one of those games where just a lot of stuff, most of it bad, was packed into those final three innings. And, so if you left early last night, you missed a loss, but you also missed a lot of stuff.
But overall, the Pirates have done very well. Arizona for another three games, and then off to the West Coast to take on the Dodgers. And is there anything?
Chavez Ravine.
Yeah. Here's Hernando Valenzuela. Rob, anything more fun than watching Cole Tucker over the weekend?
Oh my gosh!
Oh my gosh! What? And I remember I've followed this kid for a while, and you know we've all been looking forward. At least when I say we, I mean the scribes have been looking forward to him getting up here because he is such an engaging personality, and he's open, and he's honest, and he's excitable. I've already warned him. He's, you know, the Pirates are going to have him at every Giant Eagle in the tri-state area every weekend, kissing babies and signing autographs because he's that kind of personality. And just to have him called up, and I remember talking with him in January at minicamp. We sat down one afternoon for about a half hour, 45 minutes, and already he was just laser focused on getting to the majors and told me about how his second grade teacher told him. You know, did one of those, write a paper about what you want to be when you grow up, and he wrote baseball player. And she was like, maybe you should pick something more realistic. And he was like, I'll show you. And you know, hitting with it, maybe he's going to leave you some tickets.
Well, he sure did. Read all about it, theathletic.com/Pittsburgh. Rob Veertemple, Pirates beat writer. We'll talk again soon. Rob, thanks.
Take care, guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.